Thunberg lectured the world, and maybe she's right. We failed her by raising a generation of pagans who filled the vacuum left by the absence of faith, not with rationality, but with a cultish worship of Mother Earth and the state. You know, I couldn't have written this. If I'd have written this, this is what I would have written. You know how long I've been crusading against this climate insanity? Since the early 1990s. Anyone with a half a brain could see what Al Gore and the boys were gaming here, what they were doing. And we've been talking about this for part near 3 decades now. You keep doing this. If you keep telling entire generations of children that they don't have a future, that the earth is setting itself on fire or is self-destructing, and all the sea ice is going to be melted and we're all going to burn to death in this fiery holocaust, they're going to start to believe it. And Harsanyi correctly notes, what I said, if you're going to teach them that they're all going to die, then maybe you should prepare their souls for death. Oh, I forgot, there is no hell. Thanks, Bishop Barron. It should be noted that blunt force fear is indeed the correct way to describe the concerted misinformation that Thunberg has likely been subjected to since nursery school. There probably isn't a public school in America that hasn't piled the panic-stricken talk of environmental disaster in their auditoriums over and over and on and on and on again, right? We all know our children have come home with Earth Day projects. Our children have come home and lectured us about plastic bags. Now children are coming home and thinking that plastic straws, Dixie straws, are what sea turtles eat now. Sea turtles die because it had a plastic straw in it. Actually, that stupid, fat, overfed turtle wasn't dead. They took the straw out of its nose, you twerp. We've been taking the human part out of children. And by the by, why don't they have childhoods? Now, I've noticed a little something in my neighborhood where I live. I live in a suburban enclave. It's got a bunch of kids there. It always makes me smile when I see the kids, especially the boys out there, riding their bikes. When it's a rainstorm, there's nothing more human and beautiful and fun than watching a bunch of little boys after a nice heavy rain and the ditches are, you know, got 2 feet of water in them or a foot of water in them, out there with their little skim boards and stuff playing in the ditch. You know, some of the parents go, oh, that's just disgusting. You're getting all nasty. Oh, let them be boys. Go back inside and watch the Hallmark Channel and shut up, Greta. So there is some childhood that's left. A little bit. Not much. But there is some childhood that's left out there. Mike Church Show here on the Crusade Channel, the last live radio station standing at 844-527-8723. I see in the chat room, crusadechannel.com/chat, that you could join right now. This book here, you know, David Simpson and I were just talking. David asked me the other day, and he goes, have you read the report from Iron Mountain? And I said, no. He goes, King, dude, you haven't read the report from Iron Mountain? I said, no. I never even heard of it. What a sheltered life I lead. Well, there's a post in there from JB's iPad. Report from Iron Mountain, how war will be replaced by environmental destruction to traumatize humanity. Report from Iron Mountain, using fear to make people subservient to government. These kids think that they need governments around the world to ban carbon emissions. This is an impossibility. It's not going to happen. It can't happen. There'll be no humanity. Of course, we know that that's the ultimate goal here. Back to David Harsanyi. It should be noted that blunt force fear is indeed the correct way to describe the concerted misinformation that Thunberg has likely been subjected to since nursery school.